Welcome to the My Amazon Guy podcast. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. In this particular podcast, it's going to be a short one, straight to the point, and I'm just going to give you the news. Going to give you like 15-second topics, what you should focus on, what you shouldn't focus on. Hope you enjoy. All right, topic number one, virtual bundles, which we've had a lot of effort put behind these. They really haven't been effective at all. I highly recommend just ignoring them for the time being. Maybe get one or two up if you really feel inclined and you have extra time on your hands. Nobody does. They've really been a flop. I don't think they're going to head anywhere. One thing I do like about them is they do show the discount on the detail page, which is nice, but nobody's buying them. Nobody's checking it out. Also, there's no cost savings on the logistics. So moving on. Virtual bundles, they are out. What is in is video ads. We've seen some of the best ACoS, advertising cost of spend, on video ads, better than we've seen anywhere else. Very surprising to us. We really had ruled video ads out for too much effort earlier this year. Gave them a second look in the last couple of weeks, and they've been dominant. Highly recommend you do video ads right now. NARF is next. That's the North American Remote Fulfillment Program. It's currently in beta. Only about 10% of accounts have access. I think it's going to potentially come out of beta in the next 2 weeks. I met with a Canadian Amazon rep recently who said as such. Whenever I meet with somebody at Amazon, I never actually trust what they're going to say because it's such a siloed organization. I don't believe they actually know what the left hand is doing, if they're the right hand, etc. Nonetheless, be on the lookout for NARF. It's an easy way to take your Amazon FBA US inventory and to sell into Canada and Mexico without dealing with customs, tariffs, and import duties, with about 3% sales growth by flipping a switch. So it's definitely worthwhile. Custom brand headline ads, still undertapped in my opinion. If you haven't been using that, you basically do a headline ad with a little bit of graphical editing. No text goes into it, definitely worth doing. Display ads, category targeting, still a great undertapped area, highly recommend it. Display ads have been around the block for some time. In June, they really came out of the closet, so to speak, and have been absolutely well used now. Costs have gone up on display ads in the last month, but still a great thing to do. Display ads with category targeting, a great way to have low ACoS and new acquisition sales. Negative keywords. I'm still confused why a lot of agencies don't use negative keywords. I highly recommend them, especially for auto campaigns as well as broad match campaigns, where you're going to have some wasted ad spend if you don't negate them. For example, on my side hustle brand, Momster, I negate the word plastic on all of my glass advertising campaigns. And that's because there's a bunch of plastic products out there that I don't want to advertise on when I'm targeting related glass keywords. So definitely an area to double check and make sure that whoever's running your ads is using negative keywords. All right, so that's my news beat for today. Quick and dirty, just make sure you double check all of those areas. A lot of advertising focus was on my news beat today because you should be spending significant amount of time there. We did, as an underview, see July be a very weak month, comparable, especially year over year. No made up Prime Day holiday this year to help boost July sales. August 1st hit and we saw 80% of our clients see a sales rate rise in the last 10 days. Very predictable. August is much stronger, despite the fact that we're not really sure how much of the country is going back to school. People are definitely not vacationing anymore, and sales are definitely trending up. So I do expect Q4 to be amazingly strong this year. Make sure you've got plenty of stock. You will see competitors stock out this year. I predict a Q4 that's going to be 100% up year over year. So be prepared. Make sure you've got your 3PL set up. Make sure you have the ability to ship merchant fulfilled this year, because I guarantee a large portion of you listeners are going to stock out in December this year because you're not going to be able to send enough inventory in. Sales are going to be up 100%, and it's going to be a big juggle fest when it comes to inventory and stock control. All right, good luck, guys. Let me know if you have any topics you want me to cover. Leave a comment on the video on YouTube or send me an email, steven@myamazonguy.com, if there's any topics that would be interesting to you. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy.